Phoenix FM.
AJ Soundbooth.
AJ Soundbooth.
AJ Soundbooth is the monthly music podcast hosted by me, your host, Antonia Jones. It's a podcast where you get to hear the freshest new sounds coming out of the UK and beyond. Plus, you'll get to catch up with some of the most influential figures on the music scene.
AJ Soundbooth Artist Spotlight.
It's your host, Antonia Jones, and I caught up with the amazing Sam Henshaw for the first time ever in the virtual AJ Soundbooth podcast of 2021. Sam's a UK soul and R&B singer-songwriter. He's worked with James Bay, Chance the Rapper, Pharrell, and Wretch 32, including Tori Kelly. And the list just keeps on growing. His music has amassed over 140 million music streams. It's uplifting with a hint of reality. And we got to talk about his life and what's to come in 2021 for our Beyond the Music Artist Spotlight feature. So how are you, Sam?
Good, thanks.
So it's so nice to speak to you, and I do remember hearing your track Church sometime last year when I was presenting on the radio doing my show on Phoenix. And when I heard that track, I actually felt like I was going back to church. I felt that I was in a concert. I just couldn't help it. I had to play it, and I played it multiple times since then. And then when you came out with your new track, All Good, that was it. And I actually said, I need to become best friends with Sam. And look at this.
Look at that. We're here now. speaking it into existence. Love that.
So for our listeners that don't know about you, Sam, tell us about yourself and growing up in the UK.
I grew up in Southeast London, Camberwell, Peckham Sides. I enjoyed my upbringing. My dad is a reverend. Grew up in a church and ran a church, and became very passionate about music. And from an early age, I started playing drums when I was about four. And then I think everyone realised I kind of had a gift for it. And so, just kind of grew upon that and ended up going to study music at university, and met my manager there, and kind of, yes, we're here now, I guess.
I know, 26 years later, we're here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Apart from your music, did you desire to be anything else apart from a music artist?
Yeah, I wanted to be, there's a few things I wanted. I mean, I was a creative kid, so there's like, I wanted to be everything and anything that I was interested in at the time. So at one point, I wanted to be an archaeologist. Indiana Jones. Yeah. And so I was just obsessed, and I was like, I get to like go to random parts of the world and fight people, go on wild chases and all that sort of stuff. And then got over that very quickly. I wanted to play football for a while. And then I think because my dad was a reverend and Sunday league and all that sort of stuff, church on a Sunday, couldn't do it. I got scouted by like some teams or whatever, and just never fully committed to it.
So you're a man of many hats, Ed.
I don't know how I'd be playing football now.
I was going to say, do you cook as well?
I cook enough to be able to eat. I see cooking as like a creative endeavor. So I actually do enjoy it when I want to do it.
So when did it hit you that music was going to be your first thing?
When I was in uni. Even choosing to go and study it was purely out of convenience. It was like, I'm good at this and I like it. I might as well study it. I think whilst I was studying it and I was in uni, and I lived with some, a lot of my mates that I lived with are producers. And so we ended up just recording all the time. I wouldn't even go to classes. I would just record all the time and work on music and write and stuff.
I'm laughing. The reason why I'm laughing is because at the end, I'm going to say you do not condone not going to class.
Of course, no. Go to class, like get your education in it, but
I know you're gonna say that.
I worked with them a lot and yeah, I originally went to study in uni to become like a teacher. I didn't know what I really wanted to do. I just wanted to like teach music. I thought that could have been enough.
You kind of went down one route and then you ended up going down a completely different route altogether. And most of the time, like, young people just don't know, and they can just spend years in courses or jobs that they don't really like. But like, what for you, was it more about passion over maybe what your parents wanted, or maybe those who were around you saying that you should? Because I've watched like lots of films, I've heard lots of friends say my parents were really influential in my life, and I have to be a doctor, I've got to be a teacher, I've got to, you know, be in a profession. Some may not class like the music industry as a profession. Not that it isn't, but you know, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, but my dad was an actor, so he understood the creative side of me, and he's always understood that and always been like supportive of it as well. So it was never like a battle or anything. It was never like an issue. They were just very much like, all right, as long as you go to uni and get a degree, we don't care what you do. I got the degree. And even when I actually got offered a deal to be signed with Columbia, with a major label whilst I was in uni, and even then they were like, finish uni and then you can go sign your deal. And we said that to them, and we were very much like, yeah, I'll sign this once I left. And once I got my degree, and it was because we were, I was in my third year of uni at the time, so.
And so you obviously fast forwarding to the point of, you know, your music, you're saying you got signed as well. And then, you know, in that arena, in terms of like you talk about your dad and he was an actor as well, and then you being in church. And in terms of your music influences, who were they?
There's too many to count. There was so much. I grew up on gospel, country, crying, you know, soul music, like, yeah, everything. Whatever was popular at the time in the charts.
Okay, so we picked one of your favourite tracks, Sam, and we're going to hear it shortly. But tell us about one of the favourite lyrics in that track that has inspired you. For example, I've got a track from McFadden and Whitehead, and it's called Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And I just love that track. And I just feel so inspired every time I hear that. I just want to jump in the TV, through Instagram, wherever, and just start singing with them. It just really uplifts me. So what about you?
I'm going to say Lauryn Hill's Doo-Wop, That Thing.
What is it about that track that you like the most?
Just this is a bit of a cop out, but just the entire feeling of it.
Yo, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most of king, yo. It's about a thing, yo.
Feel real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your mans? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing the ass, cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Minimum. And you still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like your infants. Fake nails done by Corinthian. Come again.
Watch out, some girls are only about
Tims and his Tims and his women. Him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who that you been. Poppy Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's stop pretend. The one that packed pit by his body waist, man. Chris style by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. And the sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot to me. So stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, yo, come again. The red train, come again. And sister train, come again. Yeah, yeah.
Song and seeing the video, and just Miseducation to me is a greatest album ever. But it was just, I remember that song, just seeing it on TV and just feeling so warm. It's funny because even then I can remember that. I don't even really remember what she was talking about. So then to like look at it years later and then understand. And even like the content of what she's speaking of, it's like, oh no, this is so dope. Like, she's incredible, man.
When I looked at the lyrics as well, I was like, oh, okay, as an adult, but younger person, I didn't really get what she was talking about.
Yeah, it goes over your head, and it's the same with someone like Kanye and stuff like that. Those, just the feeling of the stuff that he's talking about in the earlier stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. And I think I kind of always wanted to adopt that into my style and what I was doing, where it's like making sure that things can give you this warm feeling and, you know, you feel a certain way, but know that I'm talking about something. I'm not just, this isn't just as clear cut as you think it is.
Before signing your first publishing deal with BMG, you later went on to sign a record deal with Columbia Records, and you released two critically acclaimed EPs, The Sound Experiment and The Sound Experiment 2. Tell us about how that came into being.
I had made The Sound Experiment before I signed. It was actually my dissertation for uni. I did it throughout my course. Throughout my time in uni, and when I got signed, I was like, oh yeah, I got a CP, and we put it out, and it was fun. It's just like so many memories of those lessons that I didn't miss. In
of course you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a good student, but yeah, like it's just memories of that, and even coming together and what we created and stuff, and being able to do that with my friends, and yeah, that was great. And then I think then the second one was also a lot of fun, and just the opportunity to be able to create another one.
I was actually listening to The Sound Experiment today, to snippets of it. So when I hear your music, I feel like I'm in concert with you, literally. You talk about uni, and you know, there's a lot of students right now, there's so much that they're going through, and I've been through uni. But I'm thinking, how did you actually manage to write an EP at the same time?
As I said, it was like, I was doing it through the whole course. So all those moments that I was like, and I think it was something I was unconsciously doing. We were working on making music, and we didn't realize that by the time we were done with uni, we had created an entire EP. And so, yeah, it was cool. And it's great now to even like look back on those EPs and just see how much I've changed and developed and grown as a person, as a musician, as an artist, and just, yeah, it's dope. It's crazy to think that I haven't dropped any projects since.
Well, you know what? There's a time for everything. And that's why I'm going to, you know, wait for 2021 to find out more about what's happening and what's coming up. Yeah. So where did you go to uni?
Southampton, sorry.
So, have you had any like contact with the uni since to be back and meet some of the students out of interest?
Two or three of the lecturers were in Amsterdam and they were like, Sam, we had a sold out show and they were like, Sam, we really would like to come and see you play and bring the class. And it was weird. I think there was like 12 or 13 of them and we were like sold out. We were like, I was like to my manager, we've got to put them on the list just to let them come through. And he was like, you can't do it. It's over capacity. And I was like, just sneak them in or something. And we did, and it went well. And we met them afterwards and we all hung out and I got to meet like the new class and stuff, and it was great. So yeah, there's been some conversations about going back to do some lectures and stuff, but yeah.
Oh, that's all good. That sound like, yeah. I'm saying your track now, all good. We'll get onto that in a minute. So how much of reality do you bring into your songwriting then?
Quite a lot. Even if it's not my personal experiences, it's important to reflect. Maybe not even necessarily the times or what everyone's going through, but what a person is going through. I think my thing is more about individuality rather than trying to like speak to a group, reach the masses. Kind of want to just like hear an individual, especially because when I'm writing, if I'm writing from an experience, it's my experience. So when I'm looking at how I feel and the way that like my reflection on life and all this stuff that I'm learning about myself and so on and so forth.
What issues do you care about the most? Is there any like charitable causes or like any particular campaigns that you are really supportive of? You may not necessarily be directly involved, but kind of what kind of gets you going?
Sickle cell society is a big one for me. My older sister has sickle cell. Some British sickness, so like a lot of people aren't aware of it. There's an ignorance towards it because obviously you don't need to know anything about it, but yeah, just seeing the experiences that my sister's had, the things that she's gone through, her entire life, you know, it's painful to see and it hurts to see. And I've got friends that have had sickle cell, they have sickle cell, and you know, it's a very important thing to my heart. Just want to bring more awareness to it. I want to help with it in any way that I can. Hobby is a big one for me as well. So helping people that are, you know, struggling with, like, my church has been doing this food bank thing that they do every Friday. And so that's been amazing to, you know, be a part of, and just trying to help in any way that I can. And you know, young people as well are important to me as well. I got a younger sister, and so just, you know, seeing who she is and how she's growing up and the society that she's growing up in and the things that they find interesting and so being able to connect with the fact that I feel like it's weird because where she's at now, I feel like I wasn't at that place too long ago. It's still like very, it's still fresh enough in my memory to be able to connect with someone like her. But yeah, I've seen so many young people that are like, they've gone through so much, and I, especially me growing up as well, I was like a very troublesome kid. I was not like the ideal child at all.
What is the ideal child though, Sam?
just one that doesn't get the one that doesn't give you stress. And I, you know, and high blood pressure, and I think I gave my parents beyond that. Yeah, just encourage younger people, like, there's so much you can do, there's so much you can be, there's so much more you can become, and don't allow your like circumstances to define who you become and who you want to be. And you know, don't be ashamed of like things. I think it's there's also that thing as well of like wanting to fit in. And you realize the older you get that it doesn't even matter at a certain point.
What would you tell your younger self if you were 10 years old and you can rewind back to 10-year-old? And I listened to quite a few presenters talk about this. And your age now, what would you tell yourself?
I would say you're going to be fine. Just, you know, stick at it. And I wouldn't change anything about growing up, if I'm being honest. I think I would just say to myself, enjoy life and keep going as you're going, but be open to learning and be open to growing and changing.
So through your music, how is it for yourself to be original and relevant in the music industry?
Yeah, I think that's one of the bigger problems, is that when you're watching other artists and it's not in a way that's like motivating or inspiring you, then it becomes a competition, and that ultimately takes your authenticity out of what you're doing. You're not doing it because you want to. You're not doing it because it's, you know, something you're passionate about. You're like, you're literally doing it to compete against someone else. The reason I think it's the reason I say it's such an interesting question is because you can't try and be original. You know what I mean? Originality, firstly, originality doesn't exist anymore. It's like we're way past that. So you kind of just have to be yourself. I genuinely just think everyone in the music industry has just been very fortunate. I don't necessarily believe in the idea of luck, but I feel like it's the most appropriate word in this term or in this situation. Everyone in this industry is lucky and fortunate. It's not you can't predict or think what's happening with a lot of our careers. Do you know what I mean? Some of us are probably not going to be here in the next 3, 4 years or 10 years, and you can't predict that. Some of us might be. Just kind of got to go with the flow. So, yeah.
So I hear you've worked with Chance the Rapper, James Bay, Pharrell, Tori Kelly. I mentioned Rich 32. So with all the artists you've actually worked with, how was it? Like James Bay, was it like working with him? How did that come about?
I was kind of immediately after I'd graduated from uni, actually. I hadn't even graduated. I'd finished uni. And I think he had seen a video of me singing Only Wanna Be With You. And he loved it and was like, come on, tour me. And I was like, sick, I want to do that because I'm a huge fan of what we do. And yeah. Ended up going on tour with him, and it was great. And he pretty much helped like start off my career. Yeah, it was he was a huge support and just got me a nice little fan base to start off with, and it just built from there. So yeah, James is that's the bro. He's incredible.
That sounds so amazing. Like, how did it feel? Like, you know, you're on stage on tour and you wake up in the morning and you're in a hotel room or whatever, tour bus. Was you in a tour bus? I don't know. And then you're thinking, is this real?
It was insane. It was, I literally kind of come out of uni and that's what I was doing. It was just like doing shows and, you know, making music and yeah, just living a dream and enjoying it and very happy with it.
It sounds amazing. It actually does. The thing about the stage, coming out on stage, I think it's more about the vibe. So I've not been like singing on the stage before, but I can just see the feeling that artists get when they come out and the fans, and they're connecting to the music. So it must just feel so just great, the atmosphere.
Yeah, it really was. It's just so dope.
So where did you travel then? Did you travel, were you in the US, the UK?
We hadn't done America, but we did pretty much all of Europe.
So did you get to put your feet up then? If you went around Europe, was it in the summer? You know, all these lovely hotels or...
I just remember legit being there. I just, like, I would come home. This is, I'll put it this way, this is the most I've been home in 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
So, like, and when we started, we were, like, proper just touring all the time, which is weird because I had like, one EP out and, yeah, not, like, a lot of, nothing to my name, really. So, yeah, it really was a blessing.
So where was your favorite place?
Probably the Netherlands. If not there, then France. France is dope.
So also Pharrell as well and Tori Kelly. What was that like working with them?
Pharrell's a genius, obviously. Tori's just amazing. She's so wonderful and her voice is just out of this world. Yeah, it's just, honestly, I think working with those people just kind of, it just reminded me that, like, everyone's human.
Yes.
Or just how human people are, do you know what I mean? So, with meeting them, yeah, it was just like, you guys are really chill and, like, down to earth. Like, you're not like, you know what I mean? Like, we played football with Tori Kelly. And just... She was good. She was surprisingly good. She was surprisingly good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I like to hear. When you say we are human, a lot of artists get trolled. And I've seen, you know, some band members have experienced, for example, Little Mix. Some of the band members have experienced so much hate. It can be any artist as well. Like, how do you cope with that situation that you're in? Like, well, you're human, and you know a lot of people do not understand this. Like, you breathe the same air as everybody else.
Yeah, we're going to be sensitive to those sorts of things, and people are going to take some of those things. Some artists have thick skin, but you can't expect all artists to have thick skin, and you know, because people have thick skin and some people don't have thick skin. So it's just some people go out of their way and put it on themselves, and they like the attention and like the sort of the scandalous whatever. But you know, at the end of the day, even they have
that's a limit. And then the motto is treat people how you like to be treated.
Exactly. And it's even one of those things of like, be nice or be quiet. Because there's a lot of stuff that people have to say that they don't need to.
So that message is out there. And a lot of work's being done anyway on the social media platforms, which is really good to kind of censor things that shouldn't be said. So what has been the pinnacle of your career so far?
That question as well is weird to me. I can't pinpoint one thing. Yeah, genuinely the entire thing. The way I grew up, like... to think I even have the opportunity to do the stuff that I do is insane. Like, I should have even been dead or like in prison or something. So to be able to do what I do, I can only thank God. So I'm just grateful for every moment of it.
Yeah. And I've also seen some, you know, kind of like news. I was browsing, I was like trolling your Instagram, and you like gained 1 million listeners a month on Spotify.
Yeah, that's it. You know what's funny? I posted that. I don't even know what that means. I don't check for none of that stuff. So I don't actually know what that means. My cousin actually sent me. I don't even know. I don't even pay attention to my Spotify. But my cousin sent me. Screenshot and was like, you got like 1 million monthly listeners on Spotify, and I was like, is that good? So I posted about it, but I had truth behind it. I have no idea what that means.
Well, I'll tell you what that means. As like,
yeah, educate me.
As a support of your music, especially with your new release, All Good, it's a perfect example of why your music is so popular, because of the lyrics. And you know when you that vibe, it's the vibe. So once you hear that, as I say, once you hear it, because obviously you're in the heart of it, you're making the music. So with your track, which you're going to hear shortly, All Good, it was inspired by a pet picture captured on a Samsung smartphone.
Yeah, so this is a Samsung, it's basically a Samsung ad. the song. It's a part of this collaboration that we did with them. The idea was for basically for us to create a song based off of a photo that had been taken by their phone that they're promoting. And it was a picture of a smiling dog, and boy, it was dope. So we wrote a song that was inspired by that and around that just idea and the feeling that I got when I saw the picture of the dog smiling.
Talk us through that track. Like, you're in the studio and you're writing, collaborating.
It was all over Zoom. We did it through Zoom, yeah. My collaborator is in America. So, yeah, I did it here. And, it was a weird process. I'm still, like, trying to figure out how to become 100% comfortable with doing the studio thing from home.
Yeah.
And over Zoom with people. But, it somehow worked.
Good as some sheets, it's been a long week. Think I'm finna kick up my feet. I'm craving isolation and a few tangerines. I crave a little me time on my free time, but time be moving slow. But ain't no stagger when I step. I'm a casual man, so I always watch before I dread. I ain't mad, I'm just trying to get my ass about this bed. It's real hard to eat fresh off of ties around your neck. It's hard. Seasoning for my chicken, why am I stressing? Won't even address it, leave my problems on my nightstand. Worries on my dresser, see now there's a bigger picture. But I already knew that, cause it grew the fire. But I couldn't take the blowback, and then right there's a throwback. Ain't really trying to go there again, it's real hard when you're in it. But I guess in the end it's all good, baby. Oh, good, baby.
For those who don't know, and your fans, about the track, what is it about in a nutshell?
Honestly, it's pretty much in the title, in the sense of, like, yeah, it's about a lot of us have been going through a lot, and I think people, especially last year, and I'm guessing like a bit of this year as well, hopefully things will, like, God willing, like, things will get better. But yeah, it's just kind of this idea of positive thinking and just gratefulness. I think I had a year last year where, obviously, same kind of year as everyone else, we put in a situation where we were forced to stay at home. And it changed a lot of things for me, but it gave me time to, like, really sit down and have a different perspective on everything. So it was like, oh, I could look at the situation as a very negative one, or I could look at the situation in a bad way, or I could look at the situation as an opportunity, or I could, you know. And I think that was it. It was just really, like, changing your perspective on these things and your outlook on these things, And that was a big deal for me because I can be a negative person. So to then look at a situation but still be able to like thank God and still be able to be grateful for like the, and that became my first point of call, was just always, I need to just say thank you. And so just learning the art of gratitude, because for as much as everything is bad and can be bad right now, someone's probably having it worse, or it could be worse for you. And so yeah, it's the idea of when I say it's all good, you should go loosen up. It's just like, honestly, things could be worse. Just give thanks and you know, keep it moving type thing.
That's the word. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to ask you, out of your all of your EP tracks, what is your favourite one that you've worked on? You got to tell me one at least.
I love Doubt. I love Really Wanna Be With You. I love How Does It Feel, and Better. I've got another song called Better that I love. Those are like my four favourites.
Why?
I just like how they feel. I enjoyed making them. I think a lot of it sometimes is just the process that makes you prefer a song, for me anyway. So I enjoy it. Yeah, I enjoyed the like, because it connects me with like good memories, I guess, of creating it. I just like the songs as well. I like how they feel.
So with your style of music, what advice would you give to someone in your shoes coming up in the industry?
Work hard, enjoy it, be authentic to yourself, be real. Just make sure that in everything that you do it's about authenticity and making sure that you are just 100% yourself and you.
Yeah.
Read up on stuff, study on things, learn about the industry you're getting into. There's nothing wrong with finding out as you go along, but then there also is kind of like it makes the process longer. You're always going to make mistakes at some point, but you don't want to make like too many mistakes because you just didn't understand what you were doing. So yeah, just know the industry you're getting into.
So a bit more about you, because I know I've asked you quite a few questions today, which is good because we need to know this backstory. So what's the one unique thing about you that you tend to keep quiet or on the down low?
I can't tell you that because then it's...
You can tell me.
It won't be quiet anymore. This is good. Yeah, you aren't telling me. Everyone's going to hear it. I'm not telling you that.
I thought there must be something in the public domain that you don't really talk much about. So you're going to leave me hanging. All right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure that one.
All right, then. We'll move on swiftly.
That felt like a trap. That was a trap. That was definitely a trap. I love the way you did it, though. You presented it. You presented it well.
Thank you. It comes with years of practice. But I still didn't get the answer. Okay, you have to be off the record then. So what's the favourite mantra that you live by?
Love God, love people.
What books are you reading right now, or what has been your favourite book? I've got a book called The Courage to Be Disliked, and it talks about achieving happiness and lasting change, and it's an amazing book. It talks about you as a person.
Yeah, it's funny, I haven't read a book. To be fair, all I've been reading recently is the Bible. But the last book that I read that was really encouraging for me was An Enemy Called Average. That book really helped. That changed my year, especially for me, because I think at times I can be very complacent and okay with like being mediocre. I remember having a chat with my friend once, and I was like, I think we said to it, he was shocked because I said to him, I think I'm working at about 40%. Like what people have seen from me, or what people have seen from me in the past was me at like 40%. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm not working at my full capacity. And a lot of that got revealed to me just from reading the book. And it just changed my perspective in a way that I decided to just start approaching things now and like just not coming with like 50% or 40%. Like if you're going to do something that you're passionate about, if you're gonna go into anything, just give it your all.
So what can we expect from Sam in 2021? New album
that's coming.
yeah, we're gonna drop some more music, and eventually the project will be there as well. So now I think every bit of music you're gonna hear is coming, it's gonna be a part of the project that's coming. So by the end of the year, hopefully everyone will have one.
So Sam, it's been great talking to you, but have you got any final words before you exit the virtual AJ Sound Booth for any of our listeners?
Just thank you for having me. God bless all of you. I hope you're all doing well during this time. I hope you're all taking care of yourselves and one another. And yeah, thanks for having me.
In the mix.
AJ Sound Booth.
Artist Spotlight.
Searching for my independence, manifested in weed. My old man, see he invested in me. Another penny in the world, oh, 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 so. Oh, brother, you don't need what I need. The thing you take for granted, that's a blessing to me. You don't see what I see. I run to work, run a marathon, and in the end I still come second to me. But it ain't too high to touch, and it ain't that deep to fall. See, faith won't pay the bills, but doubt won't save us all.
We alright, we alright, we alright, we alright. We alright, we alright, we alright.
My granddad used to say,
we alright, we
alright. We couldn't be all left, but we alright.
We alright.
Yeah. Ooh, I could've really fell. I could've been in prison, could've been in hell. I could have been in heaven, I could have been on bail. I am from Tottenham, so I could have been Adele. Nah, I couldn't be a girl. I had a pastor, but he couldn't really help. My papa didn't preach and my mama couldn't tell. I had my back on the wall, in my Vans off the wall. MJ off the wall, on the wall, show me I'm possible, on the ball. I move messy, but I'm tidy. I had to clean up the grime scene. We were bumping the underground, now the fee's overpricey. To the bank, LOL, never take a L. This ain't Dave Chappelle, cheese baby bell for my baby girl. It's my baby's world. If you win like you green, you won. Hope I'm second to anyone. Say sky's the limit, but we got a hair with us.
But it ain't too high to touch, and it ain't that deep to fall. See, faith won't pay the bill, but doubt won't save us all. Ain't too high to touch, and it ain't that deep to fall. See, faith won't pay the bill.
Oh, no, no. Said I only wanna be with you. Single.
think I'm in love with you. Say there ain't nothing wrong trying to be with you. Said I think I'm in love. No, no. Said my love, said my love, said my love. Oh no, no. I only wanna be with you. Wanna be with you, been thinking about you all day. I need you to be mine. Girl, it is no mistake that you and I were meant to be together. Think I'm going insane, thinking about you all the time. Oh, no, no, no. Said I know you've been hurt, but I'm gonna make this work. Oh, Lord. Said I only wanna be with you. Oh, we're going down, 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 down. Said I only wanna be with you, yeah. Do, 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 do. Oh no, said I think I'm in love with you. Said there ain't nothing. I think that I'm in love, 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 love. Oh,
yeah. In the mix.
AJ Soundbeat.
Artist Spotlight.
I just landed on the surf today. Heard some people acting crazy over something strange. Brothers be paying for diamonds that they can't afford, just to keep up the appearance for a Polaroid. All I see is something crazy I don't understand. Ladies making babies just to keep a man. Fellas chasing Stellas when they got a Pam. They go from Stephanie to Bethany, from Jeffany to never be. So
how does it feel to be loved?
Oh, how does it feel? That's what they say. Ooh, must be insane. Oh yeah.
How does it feel to be loved?
Somebody has gotta tell me, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. It goes timeline, swipe right, deep like five times. Don't know what it sounds like, but someone told me it's a little Marvin with some candlelight. A little ocean on the weekend with a can of Sprite. I mean a loving wife. Ooh. Love is such a mystery. I'm so perplexed by all the things my eyes have let me see. People think that love is things like physicality, when in reality it's meant to hold you down like gravity.
How does it feel to be loved?
How does it feel to be loved? That's what they say. Oh my, must be insane. Oh yeah.
How does it feel to be loved?
How does it feel? How does it feel? You see, now how am I supposed to find love?
If I don't understand love,
how am I supposed to be love? And
if I have to buy love,
then I don't really want love. If this is what it means, the fighting and the screams, you want dependency, I need sincerity. Oh. Sure. Somebody tell me, how does it feel to be loved? Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I just wanna know, yeah. I just gotta know, yeah. How does it feel? How does it feel to
something to ease my soul for a little while. Girl, all I need is you, yes. I don't need no one night affiliation. I don't need no boost for my reputation. Girl, all I need is you. Girl, all I need is you.
AJ Soundbeef.
Artist Spotlight.
Hello, yeah. Mama said we in the trench. You best believe this ain't no hotel. Rocking your halo like a snapback as you hang with ghetto angels. She told me they won't catch you when you fall. You know this thing won't end well. Girl, somebody shot the sheriff. If it's you, I ain't gon' pay bail. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah. Don't take no holidays. He said, I'll drive my anger in the storm until your tears leave away. Don't want these trees looking for beef, cause I was in love with a cold play. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah. Wake up, wake up, wish I could hear you right now.
down, don't forget. Hollow away, Holy Ghost, bullet ricochet. Took some time to pray. When I'm in the streets today, make the devil stay away. Ain't got a faith, but you're blocking all your blessings when you're lying about your age. I can feel the spirit moving when I'm lighting up the stage. Who listening when you pray? It just depends on your taste.
She said, tell me where you're running when that kitty ain't as warm as it was. I don't care who you praying to. I just pray you believe in. You see what you see, cause underneath that kingdom come and make them scream. Amen. From the congregation, I need the straight test for my faces. And when they ask me where I'm headed, hella heaven, seatbelts fastened, straight to Mars, look at God.
She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake up and get yourself to church, yeah.
AJ Soundbooth is the monthly music podcast hosted by me, your host, Antonia Jones. It's a podcast where you get to hear the freshest new sounds coming out of the UK and beyond. Plus, you'll get to catch up with some of the most influential figures on the music scene. Check out AJ Soundbooth and join the virtual hangout, available on Phoenix FM online. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at AJ Soundbooth.
AJ Soundbooth.
AJ Soundbooth.